and Scepter. Scepter was the original anti-JWU. And with the advent, I would say, of Bertie Ahern on the scene, who offered millions to the then ITJW to reform and become what is now SIPTO, with the view to gobbling up all the smaller unions and thereby herding them into a sheepfold so as they could be easily controlled. I think Connolly, Larkin indeed, would turn on the graves if they knew this was going on. Now, if anybody has been listening to the news releases down there over the past few years and newspaper reports and all, where a factory closes down, the first thing SIPTO does is go in and negotiate, SIPTO in negotiating redundancy packages. SIPTO never say they are in defending jobs, we're going in to defend jobs. As regards the lowest situation, it was an outrageous thing to do, to go in above the heads of the workers, no reference to anyone, and to agree a sweetheart deal which takes away the one weapon that any worker has to defend their pay and conditions, namely the right to strike. The right to strike in the trade union movement is sacrosanct. Nobody has the right to remove it or weaken